So I really don't really play games anymore. I know there's...
I would be playing, and these teenagers would come and try to fight me. Like, they would add their coins in, and I just kept beating them, like, one by one by one by one by one by one.
The animation for this is absolutely phenomenal. However...
Link is sexist.
Ryan, you do not know how much that just made me mad.
I can tell.
Okay. Man down. We've had an accident. Jordan, are you okay? Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Ryan.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Excellent. We have another special guest today. This is kind of a combination of what we've been doing, the commentary tracks, and having a guest in. So,
yeah.
Introduce our guest.
So, I have, well, we originally had him on the, I gotta stop saying show. I really got to.
Well, it's a show. Sure. It's fine.
But we've originally had this person before, and... we thought, why not bring him back again? So I called my dad, and he said, yeah, sure. So now we're here, and we're going to watch the first episode of Street Fighter.
The first episode of the Street Fighter cartoon, which I will get a little bit of info on. While I do that, Jordan says Street Fighter is your favorite video game, or one of your favorite video games.
Yeah, yeah. Because I played that as a kid when I was growing up. Thanks for having me, guys.
Oh.
Yeah, anytime.
Thanks for coming, really. That's awesome. So, was Street Fighter something you played in arcades?
Yeah.
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 Okay. That was my guess.
Like, one of the first games I've ever seen in an arcade. Other than, like, Pac-Man and stuff like that in little shops, but, yeah.
Well, then you are the perfect person to be here for us watching this cartoon, which I just came up with information on.
I'm glad to be your subject matter expert.
Yeah, we need an expert from time to time, because I'm certainly not one. Came out in 1997. Lasted two seasons with 13 episodes a season. So... We've watched the Zelda cartoon, first the Super Mario Brothers show, which had some cartoon in it, the Zelda cartoon, the Sonic the Hedgehog, and Mega Man, correct? Am I missing any? I think that's it.
I think you're right, that's it.
So now we're adding to it the first Street Fighter cartoon. Let's see what happens. People listening, the link should be in the description, so click on that if you haven't already, and pause this, get it all ready, and now you're probably listening again. I don't know how you do things out there listening, but we're going to count down from 10, and then I'm going to hit play. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. All right. It's a pretty good introduction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I noticed one of the kicking moves was kind of like the game, this rapid fire kick. So that's cool. Welcome to our own local freestyle champion, the Crimson Dragon!
Don't believe everything you hear.
All right, so it opens up setting him up as a...
His hair is just amazing.
Yes, it is. I would agree.
You wanted me, sir? I hear you weren't very popular down at that club pedal. How are you holding up? Well, playing a lowlife isn't my idea of a good time. We both know your deep cover story is vital to the entire Street Fighter operation. The world needs us again. It's a little more complicated than your usual assignment. No high-tech bombs to defuse, no terrorist army to stop. This time your enemy is a virus.
I hate colds. I take it this is worse.
It'll take you out in a day. Could wipe out the planet in a week. Special operations sent in a team of doctors to contain it, but they're missing.
Sick?
Kidnapped. We need you to assemble a Street Fighter team. Find the medics, find out who took them, and why.
Not get the sniffles doing it.
Right. Guile, the public can't know about this. It must be a Street Fighter operation. At whatever cost to you and your team, the virus must not be allowed to spread.
So what do I do when I find this virus? Give it plenty of liquids and put it to bed?
That's up to the medical team. This is our last contact with them. A phone relay to our security base in San Paulo about 8 hours ago. I think you'll have some personal interest.
We are under attack! Repeat, we are...
We'll issue whatever firepower you want.
You know I hate guns. Guns are for wimps.
All right. But the clock's ticking, Guile. No time to assemble the full team.
Let's see what other operatives we have in the area.
Chun-Li.
Good.
Though there are a couple of freelancers in the area.
Not them.
Good luck, Colonel.
With Ken and Ryu? Thanks. I'm gonna need it.
Diamonds! Rubies! Oh man, the Temple of Lost Treasure awaits!
It wouldn't be waiting if some bonehead hadn't lost the map.
Well, lucky for you, I've got a photographic memory.
I think this cartoon already seems like more grown up to me than the other ones.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense.
Ryu? Are you okay?
Oh, man! I've been slimed by Arnold the Pig! Okay, that's it! I'm out of here!
But what about all that treasure? Cars, boats, babes! Come on, man, just one more day. We don't find that temple today, we head home.
One day, sundown, temple or no temple.
Dos Cruzeiros, or
Colonel Guile,
what are you doing here?
Meeting a friend. These are from my team.
You need some more players?
I'm gonna regret this.
It's okay. I'll handle the rest myself.
Give us your money!
I didn't hear the magic word.
Chun-Li, what took you so long?
I had a little trouble with my bags.
Not much to go on, Colonel. No trails out of here that I can see.
Well, keep looking.
So, when do we ditch for the temple?
Discipline, justice.
All right, I'm going to hit pause for a second, listeners and people here with me. What do we think so far?
Not bad.
I didn't know that Ken and Ryu are freelance fighters.
yeah. I wonder if that's one of the things I was hoping to get from you, like the things that have changed.
I never knew that. Well, the story is that they train together.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's why they have similar moves and
right.
stuff like that. But in the cartoon, they said there's freelancers. And I'm like, wow, okay, so this is news to me.
Sure. Well, we've noticed cartoons change a lot of things about the games.
Yeah. They kind of change the aspects of
it. Yeah, I mean, I guess they kind of have to. Like, to me, I don't really know the backstory of the game, so I was like, well, I don't know how they're making a cartoon out of a game that is just one character standing facing the other and fighting, you know?
And that's why they were hits, because remember, we had Galaga. It's just this and this thing coming down from the screen, and then they had two characters. Right. One on this side and one on this side, and it was like, whoa, wait, hold on, that's a new technology. Nobody knew about it. So,
It seems like they're, I don't know, I'm impressed with the cartoon. There seems to be some stakes involved here.
And at least they're using their actual moves that they
have. It's pretty neat to see the character who just showed up, whose name I don't know.
Chun-Li.
Yes, thank you. Does the spinning legs in the air thing.
And in the game, she does that, too.
Yeah, that's very cool. I'm actually pretty impressed with this game compared to some of the others.
I mean, the way it's going right now, it's going pretty good.
Yeah, I would agree. This one's... All right, we'll continue. 3, 2, 1, hit play.
Some kind of struggle, but who
whoever was here is gone.
You were talking about
the Incan mystics of the temple. I lived like an animal of the rainforest until they found me and healed me.
Did he say temple?
They have lived here for 1,000 years, peaceful, wise. They had left for meditations when I heard them, and now they're gone. And you're here. Where are they?
I don't know, Blanca, but I think I know who took them. It's Bison.
But he can't be alive. It's impossible.
Come with us, Blanca. We'll fight Bison together. It'll be like old times.
I'll fight with you, Kyle. This one time until my brothers are safe.
Well, Doctor, how goes the good fight?
Get away from me, Bison. Every second you distract me cuts the chances for saving these people.
I take it then that you're closing in on a vaccine for my volunteers.
We're close to a treatment. Now go away! Ken? Ryu?
What is it?
Ken and Ryu are gone.
They lasted longer than I thought. Come on.
Then why'd you bother bringing them on this mission in the first place?
Because they could be the best. Quit flaking off for a minute and concentrate. Discipline, justice, commitment. Ken thinks it just means less time to party. Besides, I thought you liked them.
So, now do you believe me?
I'm, still not sure we should be here.
Oh, come to Papa.
It's not right, Ken. These things don't belong to us. What about our code, huh?
Wake up and smell the silver polish, man! Bison's got Blanca's brothers, they won't be needing this stuff anymore. Am I right?
Ken, we don't...
Ryu!
Sign of our guests yet.
What are you doing?
Terminating the experiment.
The supplies! Stop it!
Bison! Why, Blanca, is that you? I was sick to think I'd lost you at Shadowloo. Friends had over 11 hours
innocent creature?
Whatever you may think of me, Cindy, I haven't fallen that low.
The old Rome got under the way. But since the court martial, I feel like I don't know you anymore. Why are you here?
I can't tell you. I want to, but I can't.
We used to trust each other, William. I used to think I meant something to you.
You still do.
Blanca! Careful, he's been exposed. I don't know if I can help him.
He who fights and runs away is a cowardly scum! Guile! Normally, I wouldn't miss a chance to fight you, Colonel! Magnetic pulse! But something in the night air soon won't agree with me!
I'm sorry. We can make him comfortable, but that's about all.
Oh, come on, man! You doctors have a pill for everything!
Dr. Davila, come quickly! It's Blanca! Probably time to say her goodbyes. I'm sorry, William.
I'm thirsty. Should he be thirsty?
He shouldn't be alive! I don't believe it. This is it! Whatever Bison did to Blanca to transform him into... this has altered his immune system. He's producing antibodies that are fighting the virus. Don't you understand? His blood can cure anyone who gets sick from this, like Ryan. It can be the basis for a vaccine.
The street fighters need you, friend. I need you. We work in secret. No glory, but no interference. Discipline, justice, commitment. We make a difference. Think about it.
You realize you're asking him to leave his life here, where he's found peace. You can't know what that will cost him. Giving up the one thing he loves most in this life.
All right.
Well, that was a very good episode.
I would agree. I think it's a good start. I want to watch the next one.
Yeah. What about you, Dad?
It's, it was a more adultish, you know, kind of cartoon, so I won't recommend your toddlers watching it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I would agree with that.
But it's good.
Yeah, I think it's I don't know. It kind of kept my interest the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the biggest thing.
You know?
Keeping your interest. Yeah.
And it's certainly like a lot of first episodes of any show is sort of laying the groundwork to let you in on who everyone is and their relationships.
But yeah. The main thing I sort of had a problem with was M. Bison himself. He's a hell of a lot more powerful than that.
Well, and they won't show him, show all his power.
Yeah.
Oh, in that's the, true. They probably want to save that a little bit, you know?
For later episodes.
Yeah.
Or,
Yeah, I don't know. It kind of has, it kind of fits. It's got a bunch of character sort of archetypes that fit what you kind of need. It's got the wisecracking two guys and,
yeah,
you know, the more serious people.
And they're fighting a virus. That was weird.
Yeah, I would agree. As soon as it started, I was like, wow, this is kind of an odd thing to.
And in 1997.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I too was like, oh, this is pretty.
And they were talking about antibodies. I was like,
yeah, pretty interesting.
I'm sure a lot of people didn't know what antibodies was even before.
I'm sure not.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's an interesting it's an interesting start.
Yes, I would agree.
It is.
And for you, Jordan, no sexism in that show.
No.
This has been a big thing with these cartoons from 20 years ago or whatever. Over that, I guess.
Well, remember, 20 years ago, it was.
I know.
One-to-one. It was never, you know.
It's a very different
time.
Yeah.
But, like, The Legend of Zelda Link got a lot of problems. Sonic the Hedgehog, or was it Mega Man? A little, some things that were a little, that wouldn't be different now, certainly.
Rock and Roll had some problems.
But Street Fighter.
Well, it maybe seems, as you get into the episode.
Sure, it then, might come later.
Yeah, it might come later.
But with the first episode, it seemed like, you know, it wasn't. There weren't these sort of old ways of viewing things slapping us in the face 20 years later. You know?
Yeah.
Which, as we've talked about, like, that's, you know, hopefully 20 years from now.
20 years from now, it'll be something different.
Yeah,
so.
We'll look back and say, "Oh, look how far we've come from that."
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You know, we're just always getting better, hopefully.
Yeah, because remember in the '80s and nineties and stuff like that, things were.
Yeah.
It was a simpler time.
Yeah.
That's the best way, politically correct way, I could put it. Things were simpler. Now things are so advanced and.
You know,
it's just. So what is it of me hearing you falling off a chair in here? Did you fall off the chair?
Yeah.
Well, the chair broke.
The chair was...
You broke the chair.
It was a wooden chair.
It was breaking. It just happened.
It started
to
break. I leaned back in it. Wham.
Man down.
Yeah.
Big time. And it was a very cool chair, but it... Part of the problem with the chair is this nice wooden chair, but it kind of had a little spring to it.
Yeah.
So I know myself, whenever I sat in, I kind of bounce a little bit.
Yeah, bounce.
And I think a lot of people did that.
Yeah.
So eventually, I don't know how old that chair is, but let's say 10 years at least of people bouncing on it.
And then Jordan was a casualty.
Yes, very much so.
No, I just heard it in the intro and I was like, what? Did he fall off a chair in here?
It was.
And that's why we went from wood to metal.
Yes. All metal seats from now on
in
here.
Yeah. We don't need no other casualties.
No.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for watching Street Fighter with us. To our listeners, I hope you enjoyed the episode. We barely said anything. I think mostly because it was... Actually a good episode of a cartoon.
It was captivating.
Yeah, it really was.
And like, it held your attention.
Yeah, some of the other ones didn't as much. This might be the best of the ones we've watched. For me, anyway.
Yeah.
next season you got to do Mortal Kombat.
Is there a Mortal Kombat cartoon?
I think there's a Mortal. There's a couple of movies.
I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah. You're not wrong. Yeah.
We should.
We have a list of all the cartoons that have been made out of video games. Yeah, there's still a few on there.
We should watch one of the movies at least.
Okay. Well, the movie is an hour and something long. So you would have to watch it and do snippets later
on.
Yeah. But usually what we do is, so you know how on YouTube people will put like little snippets of the movie?
Yeah. Same thing you're doing here, essentially.
Yeah, just pull up the snippets on YouTube and then watch them.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
It's not that bad.
All right, well, thanks everybody for listening. It is, our class is over, so thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you guys for having me.
And hopefully we'll have you back another time and we can talk some more, you know.
I'll be here.
That'd be great. Awesome. Yeah,
just let me know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks. Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for listening. Email us. Do whatever you want. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. All those things.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.